and was nudged into silence. A Class 3 robot stood by the door, armed with an antiquated sonic. It whirred into life as he approached and assumed a defiant stance. "Halt! Who goes there? Enemy or friend of Earth?" it croaked, its somewhat corroded voice box slurring the edges of the traditional Sadhimist challenge. "F.O.E., of course," said Dom, resisting the urge to give the wrong answer. He had done it once to see what would happen. The blast had left him temporarily deaf, and the resonance had demolished a warehouse. Grandmother, who seldom smiled, had laughed quite a lot, and then tanned his hide to make sure the lesson was doubly learned. "Pass F.O.E.," said the guard. As he passed, the communicator on its chest glowed into life.
"Okay," said Corridor. "Dom, one day you will tell me how you got out without tripping an alarm."
It took some studying.
"Step closer to the scanner. I see that scar is new."
"Someone shot at me out in the marsh. I'm all right." Corridor's reply came slowly, under admirable control.
"Who?"
"Chell, how should I know? Anyway, it was hours ago.
You will come inside, and in 10 minutes you will come to my office, and you will tell me the events of today in detail so minute you'll be amazed. Do you understand?"
Dom looked up defiantly and bit his lip.
"Yes, sir," he said.
"Okay. And just maybe I will not get sent to scrape barnacles off a raft with my teeth, and you will not get confined to a dome for a month."
Corridor's voice softened marginally.
"What's that thing round your neck? It looks familiar."
"It's a swamp ig."
"Rare, aren't they?"
Dom glanced up at the planetary coat of arms over the door, where a blue flamingo and a bad representation of a swamp ig supported a Sadhimist logo on an azure field. Under it, incised deeply into the stone, far more deeply in fact than was necessary, was the one commandment.
"I used to know a smuggler who had one of those," Corridor went on. "There are one or two odd legends about them. I expect you know, of course. I guess it's okay to bring it in."
The communicator darkened. The robot stood aside. Dom skirted the main living quarters. There was an uproar coming from the kitchens where preparations were being made for tomorrow's banquet. He slipped in quietly, snatched a plate of kelp entree from the table nearest the door, and ducked back into the corridor. A phonobic curse word followed him, but that was all, and he wandered on down the corridor until it petered out in a maze of storerooms and pantries. A small courtyard had been roofed over with smoked plastic that made it gloomy even under a CY noon, and the plastic itself was set with thin pipes that sprayed a constant fine mist. In the middle of the yard, a rath had been built of reeds. An attempt to grow fungi had been made on the patch of ground surrounding it. Dom pulled aside the drenched door curtain and stepped inside. Hirsch Huggen was sitting in a shallow bath of tepid water, reading a cube by the light of a fish oil lamp. He waved one double-jointed hand at Dom and swiveled one eye towards him.
"Glad you're here. Listen to this. A rock outcrop 20 kilometres south of Rampar, Third Eye, appears to reveal fossil strata relating not to the past, but to the future, which..."
The phonob stopped reading and carefully placed the cube on the floor. He looked first at Dom's expression, then at the scar, and finally at the ig, which was still twined around his neck.
"You're acting," said Dom. "You are doing it very well, but you are acting. You're certainly acting better than Corridor and the men on the jetty.
We are naturally glad to see you safely back.
You all look as though I've returned from the dead."
The phnob blinked. "Hirsch, tomorrow I shall be chairman of the board. It doesn't mean much."
"It is a very honourable position."
"It doesn't mean much, because all the power, the real power, belongs to Grandmother. But I think the chairman is entitled to know one or two things. Like, for example, why haven't you ever told me about probability math? And what happened to... how did my father die? I've heard fishermen say it was out there on Old Creaky."
In the silence that followed, the ig awoke and began scratching itself violently.
"Come on," said Dom. "You're my tutor. I will tell you after the ceremony tomorrow. It is late now. Then all will be explained."
Dom stood up.
"Will I ever trust you again, though?"
"Chell, Hirsch, it's important, and you're still acting."
"Oh, yes. And what emotion am I trying to conceal?"
Dom stared at him.
Terror, I think. And, pity, yes, pity.
"And you're terrified."